Before her whistleblowing memo, FBI agent Colleen Rowley had a relatively low profile. She spent the past 12 years in the Minnesota field office. In 1997, she was visible during the search for designer Gianni Versace's killer, Andrew Cunanan. She was the FBI spokesperson because another of Cunanan's victims was from Minnesota. Nick Anderson writes for the Los Angeles Times, which yesterday included a profile of Agent Rowley. He's on the phone. Nick, we know that Colleen Rowley is 47 years old. She's the mother of four, and she's a career FBI agent. What's her reputation in the Bureau?
Well, she has a very solid reputation inside the Bureau from what we could tell. I went to Minneapolis to try to find out more about her, and I spoke with a number of her former colleagues and also a former prosecutor in Minnesota. I also talked with some of her neighbors and acquaintances in an effort to try to figure out who this person is who blew the whistle. She apparently is a very straightforward person. From what I could tell, she spoke her mind inside the office. However, outside the office, she was very by the book. So she was not somebody who would speak out in a very flamboyant way when she was the spokeswoman for the FBI.
What would be some of the adjectives her colleagues would use to describe her?
Earnest, straightforward, highly ethical, a hard worker. And you heard stories about how she would go all out during the day to work and to be the best she could be. I mean, it's a fairly typical story of a hardworking, earnest, well-regarded FBI agent.
Was there anyone that you talked to that was surprised that she would write this kind of memo and take this issue to the top?
Actually, to the contrary. In fact, before her name came out, and it was just known that a Minneapolis agent had written such a letter, I spoke with one retired agent who said he was a little worried when he heard about this because he could have thought of a couple of different people who might have been a loose cannon. But then when he found out that it was Colleen Rowley who wrote the letter, he breathed sort of a sigh of relief. And that was actually typical of the comments that I heard from others in the law enforcement community there. They all, without exception, said that she was up to this. She could do it. And nobody that I talked to criticized her for doing it, either on or off the record.
To your knowledge, was there any criticism of her higher-ups in any other operations she might have been involved in? Let's say the Gianni Versace investigation.
You know, not really to my knowledge. I think she alluded in the Gianni Versace investigation to, quote, missed opportunities during one interview. Apparently, the killer, Andrew Cunanan, might have been apprehended at some point before he finally committed suicide in 1997, but she only referred to it obliquely, as saying that there were missed opportunities, and I don't read that as direct criticism of her superiors.
To your knowledge, what is Agent Rowley doing now?
To my knowledge, she's working. She's not on leave. She answered the phone last week at her office. And, you know, obviously when somebody writes a letter of this nature, they are aware that they're going to be called on to talk more about it. Let's be honest here. This letter has huge ramifications in Washington, and there are a lot of people on Capitol Hill who want to talk with her more about it. And we've already heard this, in fact, that there are members of Congress who would like to hear her testify. Whether she will or not, I don't know. So far, her strategy is write the letter and let the letter speak for itself. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw more of her in Washington.
Nick Anderson is a writer for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, Nick.
You bet.